Mishlayomis for Thursday, the 27th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Dalet. We have a concept of public property, Nechosim Tziburim, in which the city that owns this property really shares it amongst all the inhabitants, all the people of that city. For example, a shul, a public bathhouse. Every person in that city is considered like a partner in it, like owning a certain segment of it. But then there is another type of public property where everybody, not just the people in that city, but the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole totality of the Jewish people own it. And no one really is a partner in it. Rather, it is something that is more like hefker for everybody. An example of that would be the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, the Beis HaMikdash, where there is the zchus of every single Jew to go up there, beregel, to go up in Ola Regel, the pilgrimage. Another example would be the wells of water that were dug for the people coming up in the days of Ezra, coming up from the Gola, from the diaspora, up into Yerushalayim. These are called Devorim Shel Ola Bovel. So they're a special type of public property where Devorim Shel Ola Bovel, rather than seeing everybody has a chelik in it, a portion in it, we see that as hefker for all. It's ownerless. And this has got to make a very important difference when a person makes a neder, as we'll soon see in Mishnah Dalet. Hareini ha'olecha chayrim. Person says to his friend, I am doomed as chayrim to you, which means I hereby prohibit you having any benefit from me. I'm like chayrim. Chayrim means, not a chayrim in excommunication, chayrim here means like something that's doomed as hektish or deemed as hektish for Berakabais, for the temple treasury. It's an expression that we find in the Torah, ki yachrim ish l'Hashem, when a person will deem something to Hashem. Hamudar osur, then the person, his friend who has been banned from having any benefit from him, becomes prohibited. Any man can do that. Any man can make someone else prohibited to have any benefit from him. What happens the other way round? If he says, hari at olai chayrim, he says to his friend, you to me are chayrim. In other words, I prohibit any benefit having from you as if you were chayrim. Any benefit that I have is considered like chayrim, like also like temple treasury, like hektish. If I say that, if a person makes such a neder, ha-neder also, then the one who makes the vow will be also to have an offer from his friend. What happens if he says it both ways? Hareini alecha v'atolai. He says, I am banned from you, you are banned from me. In other words, he made a vow that there's no hanah to be had from his friend, and his friend can't have hanah from him. Shneim asurin. Then they're both asur to have hanah from each other. However, ushnehem mutarin bedavar shalei lebavel. But both are permitted to make use, to have benefit, from public property which is called Oile Bovel, as we said before in the introduction, property which is not owned by all the Jewish people, but rather it is hefker, it is free for all the Jewish people. No one has a chelik in it, so any person can have benefit from it. He's not having benefit from his friend. V'asurin b'davar shalei sa'ir, but they are forbidden, if they may ban having an offer from each other, they're forbidden to use or have an offer from something of a city, of an individual city's public property. Why? Because in that city, all the people in that city have a chelik, they have a portion in it, they are partners in it, and by one person now having benefiting it from it, from that public property in the city, he's automatically benefiting from a small chelik, a small fraction of what his friend owns in it as a shutuf, as a partner, and he banned having an enough from each other. Says the Mishnah, hey, next Mishnah. We're going to define these terms, Oile Bovel and Oise Ha'ir. Ve'ezehu dover shel Oile Bovel. what type of thing would be called olabovil, that people who made themselves banned from each other, having an off from each other, they're allowed to make use of it. Kigon Harabais, like the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah, which has the Beis HaMikdash built on it. V'azores, or the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash. V'haboyr shebem tzaderch, or the wells that are made on the middle of the road for the long road that people take from the going up to the Ola Regel as they make the pilgrimage to Yom Tov. All these things, these places, are public for the Klal Yisrael, free for all. We are not partners in it, and therefore there's no problem of a person having an off from it because he's not having an off from his friend. He's having an off from public free property. What's considered something that belongs to that city? Where there, if people in that city banned having an off from each other, they're not allowed to use it. Kigoin Harchava, the city square. The Hamerchatz, the city bathhouse. The Obeis HaKnesses, the city shul. The Hateva, or the Arna Kodesh, which has the Sefer Torah there. The Hasvarim, and books that are bought by the city to learn from them, public libraries. These things are forbidden, and they are called Oisoir. They're forbidden if people made themselves banned having an off from each other. Now, what's the way in which they can remedy this situation, right? Other than getting rid of the neder. But let's say they want the neder to be in place, but they still want to be able to benefit from these places. They want to go to shul. They want to go to the city square. They want to use the public library, the books. But he's banning it off from his friend. How does he get around this? Says the Mishnah, but what a person can do is he can write his portion, each one writes, that they are now relinquishing their ownership, whatever ownership they had in the city's public institutions, I hereby give my portion to the leader, to the Nasi, to the president. Then, once I've done that, and each of them do that, the people that made the band having an off from each other, well, now when they're using the city's public areas, what they're doing is they're using the Nossi's money. They're not using someone else's. They're not using their friends. Now, the Mishnah did say one who gives over his portion, relinquishes his portion to the Nossi, to the president. Rabbi Huda Omer, Echod Kosev La Nossi, the Echod Kosev La Hedjet. He says it'll work either way. Whether you write it off and you give over your portion, transfer your ownership in whatever portion you have in the city public area to the president, or whether you do it to any ordinary citizen, either way, it is permitted now to make use of the public institutions of that city. Ma ben kosev lenasi lechosev lehejet. What's the difference between someone who writes he transfers his property to the president, or to one who does it to an ordinary person? Shah kosev lenasi. If you write your portion, transfer your portion to the Nasi, you don't have to write, you don't have to make a kinyan. Zaka means to make a kinyan. If a person wants to give or transfer his portion to someone else, to Joe Blow, not the person that he made a nah, he banned an offer from, someone else, a third party, a hedjet, an ordinary person, that person is not zochet, will not merit to get it, doesn't acquire my portion until I make a kinyan, an acquisition, an act of a kinyan. Or I get someone else to make a kinyan for him. But if I give it, if I want to transfer my portion, my ownership in the bathhouse, in the shul, in the Sefer Torah, if I want to give my portion to the Nasi, to the president, I don't even have to do it through a kinyan. I don't have to do it through another person, and that's because the chashivus, the importance of the Nasi, of the president, was so great that the Chachamim said that the Nasi can acquire my portion even without a kinyan, without an act of acquisition. This is Rabbi Huda's opinion. The Chachamim, however, say, Echod zeh ve'echod zeh tzrichin l'zakos. Whether you transfer your portion to an ordinary citizen, whether you transfer your portion to the Nasi, you do need a kinyan, you do need a proper act of acquisition. Aye, so why did the Chachamim suggest give it to the Nasi? Why did the Chacham say that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why the Chachamim said give it to the Nasi, because that the advantage is that you transfer your portion to the Nasi, you don't need a kinyan. But according to the Chachamim, that you need a kinyan anyway. So why would the Chazal say give it to the Nasi? Loi dibru b'nasi ala b'hoiva, says the Mishnah, simply because that was the norm. The normal way of doing something that would give their portion to the Nasi to give him kavod, but not because he had to. And not because it's more advantageous in terms of a kinyan. Need a kinyan anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein anshei ha-golil tzrichin lichtav. The men of the Galilee didn't even have to write a document or transfer anything to their nasi. Shekvar kosvu avisehem al yedehem. Because their ancestors had long ago already given their portion to the nasi anyway. The Gemara explains that the men of the Galilee were very, very, they were contentious. They were counter on him. On the drop of a hat, they would ban having an offer from each other. They didn't get on well, very well with each other at all. And therefore, their ancestors already years earlier had given their chelek that they have in that galil to the nasi, so that the children afterwards, the next generations, would be, if they would ban an offer from each other, they won't be osur to take the to use the city square or to use the Sefer Torah or to use the shuls, because now it all belongs to the moment of the nasi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in the men of the Galilee, there was no need to do this, to write the chelik over to the nasi, to transfer it. It was already done years earlier.